Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Oh, who's out there? Will Doctor. What did I tell him? Hey, Will, come back on the golf show, because I like to cultivate young talent here. That's what I do.
Is Charlie going to be out?
Okay, here's the deal. Even if Charlie's not out, we're going to try to cultivate. That's what I do.
No, you like to cultivate.
What does Lance do? He takes Mary over to the Texans, and she's got to leave town. She had to move to Colorado.
Or she got an internship.
She actually got an HBO internship.
You like to cultivate young talent as long as their interests specifically align with yours. That's when you like to cultivate young talent. Like if there's someone out there who is, you know, into nothing that you're interested in, you'd be like, oh, whatever. What's your name again? You know Will because he likes to talk golf for you. Will's a smart dude.
The only reason why.
He's like, oh, John likes golf? I like golf.
Let me talk to John. Yesterday with the mustache. Next week we're going into the new podcast studios that are on the other side. And I'm going to have him do a 5-minute tape that I can listen to for his intro of the show.
Are you going to do that? That's great. I'll sign you up on the air.
I'll sign you up on the air. You know what? And which other intern are you doing stuff with?
Really? What other intern? Oh, you mean Tyler Higbee, who brought in here and cultivating his talents?
What are you doing?
Oh, don't worry. We're working.
What are you doing?
I had him out to Pine Forest the other day.
To do what?
Play golf.
Who did you have out? Tyler Higbee.
Is he looking to be a golf announcer?
He might be. You don't know. Well, oh, why? Because Tyler can't?
Where is he right now?
Because he's a large African-American dude. He can't be in golf?
Where is he right now?
Okay.
I'll give you the answer. He's at a pro day because he's going through another pro day trying to be a pro football player. You're not helping him at all.
Damn right.
You're having him golf? He's trying to get ready for his career in football.
Oh, you don't think that helped his agility?
Tyler, what did you do to get ready? I hit balls with Mr. Granato.
What position does Tyler play?
Offensive line?
Mm. What do you think?
Mr. Granato.
See that dude?
I really need to be lifting and practicing my short shuttle after we get on the putting green.
Yeah.
You're not helping him.
No. Oh, I'm not helping his flexibility, turning, moving. Oh, Tiger Woods had how many operations because of how flexible you have
nothing
to be?
Nothing says you don't know trench warfare contact and lateral movement pitiful. Like golf.
It's pitiful.
Oh, right he's now. A Kincaid kid. No wonder you have some type of interest in him. No wonder.
Yeah, exactly.
He played left tackle for JT. What are you, crazy? Yes.
Understood. How did Tyler wind up at Kincaid?
His mom and dad worked there. His mom worked there.
Oh, okay.
His mom worked there. Can Nicole work
someplace so we don't have to pay anything for anybody?
Well, I don't know what she paid, but Nicole, she was a lifer there. Go start working someplace. Yeah.
Start working at my wife wants Alec to go to Texas. Well, he ain't getting into Texas. It's super hard to get into Texas. It's damn near impossible to get into Texas.
There.
Yeah.
No,
get a job
it
there.
It is damn near impossible.
And you know where he went?
I know a guy that can help you get in.
Nuh-uh. Nope. We're not doing that.
No.
Do you? Can he still help me? Or did he have to go away for a little bit?
Oh, I'm going to tell him I talked about him. I'm going to have to email him because I can't call him.
Josh himself for that joke.
I'm so happy with himself.
Do you think he'll still do that?
For those of you who don't know, I had a buddy of mine was in the Varsity Blues.
You want to send him the audio, John, of that joke you just made about him?
Where would you send it to? I got jokes. Don't worry.
Where would you send it to?
Well, I can't. I got.
He's got an email.
He can't get any audio. Or I tried to send him pictures, text him pictures. They were like, "Nah, you can't get pictures because there might be too many sex scenes in the pictures. They won't let inmates get that."
Yeah.
Yeah.
John just said inmates. Like, I got a guy. If he's an inmate, I know. It doesn't sound like it's going to work.
Did you visit
and I
him?
I had that money in the first place.
Did you visit
what are you
him
talking
and
about?
You guys both put your hands on the side of the glass and go like this? Like you, so you guys can touch hands through the glass?
Yeah, I'm
that's
with
my
you.
Boy.
Yeah.
He's my boy.
I'm
You're
with
right.
you all so, the way to the end.
Hey, you know what he did? He didn't talk. No, he didn't say a word.
Well,
you know what?
He didn't have to. The guy who was a ringleader talked.
Kept his mouth shut.
Kept his mouth shut on what?
Yeah.
The ringleader snitched everyone out. There's nothing else to say.
No. There was plenty of snitching to be done still. Oh, everybody was snitching on snitches. Yeah.
You got a stand up guy as your friend? That's what you're saying?
He's a stand up guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's hey, he knows where the bodies and are buried and a lot of things.
John's gonna get home. Hey, could you not mention your how close you are to the convict, please? Hey, I got a reputation.
Boy.
I know, but
that's my boy.
You're all John, we have standards.
No, I don't give a rat's ass about what Mickey thinks
Ooh,
about
rat's
it.
Rat's ass.
Is that what
Mickey.
You? Oh, Mickey. Was that a double
is
entendre,
that right?
John?
I ain't giving up on my friend because of Mickey.
Is it because I'm a mouse? You said rat's
right?
ass?
That's
is that
right.
what you're doing?
That's
making
right.
jokes?
That's right.
Mickey, don't play, John. You
El
may
Del Greco claimed golf and helped his mental mindset for football. Do you don't think I helped Tyler? Yes.
Is he a kicker?
No, he's a guard. And you know what? You got to have mental toughness to play guard in the NFL.
So, Carlos Correa, I guess we're finished talking about his contract. I mean, for now, we'll get back into it. The Rockets traded Victor Oladipo for a couple of bags of Takis.
Well, Avery Bradley's on a contract for another year, so you may have him if you'd like.
I thought we could get rid of that.
Well, you could, but he's not a...
Avery is, what, 30?
He's around there. You don't.
Kelly Olynyk's 29, Avery's 30.
He is the unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. Avery Bradley has a year left on his deal after this, so
well,
you
yeah,
may be able
his,
to keep him.
His cap hit is $7 million.
It's very well. You might use him to trade,
yeah.
and get someone else.
Yeah. His cap hit next year is $7 million, but his type. I mean, he's probably not here more than likely.
Well, I'm looking at a club option. Base salary just under $6 million for Avery Bradley.
No, that's right. It's a club option.
Well, I said if they wanted to use him as a trade chip, they could to just part of another bigger deal if they wanted to.
Yeah. He's beat it. No, he's out. Beat it. He's not going to be here. Avery Bradley doesn't want to be here.
Well, who does?
Well, people. That's right. Oh, Kevin Porter Jr. does. Yes.
Well yeah, because they saved him.
Tate does.
Well, yeah, because these guys might not be anywhere else.
No. Are you kidding me?
Kevin Porter Jr. was like, save me.
You don't think Kevin Porter Jr. is making some money? He's making himself some money right
now? He better
now?
Prove he can he needs to play the rest of the way.
I really didn't realize how negative the opinions on Kevin Porter Jr. Like, it was that bad.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's really, really bad.
Well, it wasn't Isaiah Wilson bad, but it was pretty
bad. No, well, yeah.
Well, no, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
He had
bad.
To play himself back here. This was last chance Rockets is
it
what
was.
It was
worse than I realized on Kevin Porter Jr. I guess I just haven't paid attention to the entire saga, but apparently it's really bad for him. And I know it's more personality driven than, but it's got to be really bad if the NBA puts up with plenty of bad personality guys who can play. And usually those guys get $20, $30, $40 million and you're stuck with them for 6 years.
Yeah, no, not if you do it like, you know, Kevin Porter.
Not on your rookie deal.
Yeah.
Not on your rookie deal.
Play. I mean, you got to prove that you can play. And right now he's proven he can play. Dude's making himself some money right now.
Well,
long as he stays a good citizen.
He's got to be he has to be this guy and be locked in for the next couple of years. He ain't making any money for himself right now. He's got at least 3 years left or at least two after this, and maybe the Rockets like him and keep him he's got 3 years to prove himself.
Yeah, no, right. Right.
What you guys think of I like what the Nuggets are doing. They added Aaron Gordon. They added JaVale McGee. McGee helps them guard bigs in the postseason. You know, Gordon is just another talented player that you're throwing into
don't
the mix.
You, doesn't Jokic have to be off the court if McGee's on the court?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And besides, I think McGee can just be a 10-minute guy against Davis.
Yeah.
Against the Lakers, I think it makes sense that you can play both of them. Depends on the lineup the Lakers are putting out there.
I don't know.
Because you don't really, you know, I don't know.
They're going to outquick you if you got both of them on there.
Well, but you need somebody who can guard Davis. You need, even if it's only for 10 minutes, you need somebody who can match up with him a little bit. And I think he allows you to do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a bunch of bigs. And the other thing he can do is he can play the high screen and roll. He can switch off. He can switch off and actually legitimately defend smaller guys who are looking to penetrate and take him to the basket. Like, JaVale McGee is an athlete.
And the other thing is Isaiah, they traded him and – for Isaiah Hartenstein, who was one of their backup bigs. So if it's an upgrade. When Isaiah, I don't know how many minutes Isaiah Hartenstein would have gotten the playoffs, but he was one of their backup bigs. So it was important they got someone who they thought could play backup minutes in the playoffs, and JaVale McGee at least can do that.
When we come back, Molly Kerum caught it. Molly Kerum caught it from a lot of people on Twitter about her thoughts on the Deshaun Watson saga. So we'll talk about that on the other side. In the meantime, I'm talking about John Clay Wolf right now. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Dude is buying cars. Dude is making sure that you're getting the most for your vehicle. He's unbelievable. You can listen to him tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 right after the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for the best way to sell your car, he says, like, in some, there are certain vehicles. Now, there are certain vehicles that are worth more than others. I think he was talking about Escalades, and it, like, he was paying sticker price. So in other words, when you buy a car, a brand new car, when you drive it off the lot, you're going to lose thousands of dollars. Dude was paying you what you paid for it. And in some, I think probably in some cases even more, which is ridiculous when you're reselling a car. But that's what John Clay Wolf is doing right now, because those are in high demand. So if you're looking to sell that vehicle, at least give him a shot, because you're going to get more from John Clay Wolf than you will anywhere else. He guarantees it, because he'll send you $100 if he can't beat CarMax. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Let me just say this quickly here. Sure. So I've been in sports since 2006. Before I came to ESPN, I don't know, I've been here 5 or 6 years now. I was at NFL Network for about 4 years. Huge NFL fan, followed it very closely all along. Mm-hmm. Given the seriousness and quantity of these allegations, we're talking 14 lawsuits, 24 total claims, we're only 10 days in. I personally, as a woman, would like to hear more from the NFL. The matter is under review is just simply not enough. I understand it is too early for findings. I understand there's a process, but based on the history, you need to show us that there's a real process taking place, a real investigation, some transparency, that you take these matters seriously. We've discussed this before. 6 years ago, the NFL brought in Lisa Friel and other women and created a committee. I mean, are these just talking points, or are these actual resources to address this behavior? This happened after the NFL failed women with the Rice situation. So we have an opportunity here to be proactive rather than reactionary. And that's been the knock against the NFL. You can get in front of it, you can acknowledge it, you can condemn the behavior, and you can address it. And I want to take it one step further and then obviously want you guys to react and what you think the NFL should do here. If I'm also the NFL, I'm putting Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list. I look at it this way. He's getting protected. He's getting paid. But he needs to lay low, and they need to deal with this. And when and if his name is cleared, then he can return. But when I'm saying 24 total claims against him, you can't have this man on a football field right now. Max, if this was you or this was you, Stephen A., you wouldn't be on First Take today. So address it. He can continue to get paid, and he can return when he clears his name. Again, an opportunity for the NFL to show that they respect women, they protect women. 47% of the NFL audience, that's nearly half, is women. So we support you, and we need to know that you support us.
I think well, so it's her perspective. She's a woman, and she's bringing it from her perspective.
So what did she catch it for exactly?
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, no. I want to know if it's because from a legal – well, here's what I would poke holes in that. You still need to let there be, like, the NFL really can't comment until there is more.
No, but they could put him on the commissioner's list.
I guess right now it'd be symbolic, because there is no rush. There are no games going on. There's nothing he's going to play.
Well,
I think they're letting
It'd be more than symbolic, because this is going to last longer, and it's going to head into training camp, It's going to head into
OTAs.
So you
can put them on later. It doesn't really matter.
Well, but
before OTAs, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But that's well, not I mean, until summer.
But she wants them to be proactive, pro women. Listen, this is her perspective. So she's a woman. She worked for the NFL Network before.
There's nothing wrong with that perspective.
No, there's well,
her being a woman.
Well, no. You want to see?
No. Hold on. But before you tell me what people who are just Deshaun stans say, and people who just want to be able to just have. Hey, you know, have that available.
Hey, Jalen, come get your girl. She tripping. She want to stop the NFL to stop Deshaun from coming to work, and he don't even want to be in Houston. The take on is exactly why black men in America are always perceived guilty until proven innocent. Calling for Deshaun to be punished by the NFL without any sort of due process or due diligence, such an awful, unjust, and short-sighted take.
Well, that's – now, I would agree with you can't – I understand the sentiment. I don't know if it legally – but now for guys, I don't care about – there's already people I know who don't care. Deshaun could do anything he wanted, and they still would have his back. So I can't pay attention to those people. And here's the thing. Molly shouldn't either. And you know who else shouldn't? ESPN shouldn't. And you shouldn't. And I shouldn't. And we really – once we stop getting so worried about what Twitter says, the world will be a much better place when the Twitter bullhorn, you no longer let that leverage you into being off – that's – Molly Karam should 100% be on this. That should be her take. The NFL has tried to be, we want to be more proactive in this. And you have something that clearly shows a pattern of impropriety in some way, shape, or form. We haven't seen what it's going to be. Now, unless that's all discredited, unless all of it gets discredited, multiple masseuses for off of Instagram and all that is, we all know that it's a bad look. Now, I understand that. Well, we all know what that was for. Yeah, maybe. I'm sure some of it was.
Well, the merits of the case notwithstanding.
Right.
Would any of us be working today if we had 24 accusers of sexual improprieties? Would any of us, and especially at ESPN, especially at a national stage, even here? I mean, I don't know how we could do our jobs right now if it was public that any of us had 24 accusers of sexual improprieties.
No chance.
There's no chance. So, and it's not apples and oranges. This is a public stage. It can't be more. Listen, that he's a black man in America as he's a starting quarterback in the NFL when black had so many problems being a starter in the NFL at the quarterback position. That you know, this is there. You have to handle this with kid gloves. I get that, but we can't make exceptions for Deshaun Watson because of that.
You don't have to treat it with kid gloves. See, this is treating this with kid gloves. I'm sorry that this supersedes race. Sorry that something supersedes race, but it does. This isn't about a black quarterback. It's about.
It is about a black quarterback. It is about a black quarterback.
No, it's for people who want it to be about
a black quarterback. Regardless, Deshaun is a black quarterback.
So if it was a white quarterback, then what's the difference? If it's Matt Stafford, then what?
Oh, well, then Matt Stafford catches it. You know what? Matt Stafford catches.
It was
Ben Roethlisberger caught
and Molly Karam doesn't take any heat?
No. Well, he doesn't take as much heat because there are a lot of people that are basically saying it is about
quarterback. That it should supersede being a black man or a black quarterback should supersede literally something that is a potential sexual assault that he's being accused of. This has nothing. The black quarterback thing should not matter at all. This is a legal issue and a legal matter. Regardless of who the quarterback is, it's a big deal because he is a face of the franchise, superstar, young player. Yeah. And frankly, I don't care about black quarterbacks and white quarterbacks. I really never have, and I really don't now. And I think a lot of America, they'll put the Deshaun Watson jersey on just the same as they'll put on a jersey of Tom Brady.
I get it. But Lance, there is a racial component to it in America with everything that has gone down and the prosecution of blacks without due process.
Oh
there is something to that. However, she I don't care black, white, and whatever the case may be. 24 accusers, 16 accusers, 22 accusers, whatever the number is, that many accusers, that many civil suits against him right now, none of us, no one in America would be working in such a high-profile job with this hanging over their head. Well, the NFL, if you want to know the truth, maybe should act in some symbolic way.
Right.
Because let's face it.
Yeah, that's the only thing they can do.
If Deshaun does come to OTAs, when OTAs begin, if he does make peace with the organization, if he does say, okay, you know what? I can't fight this on two battle fronts. I just can't. I'm going to make peace with the Texans, and actually my trade value has gone down. I don't know that any teams will want me, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. If Deshaun comes here and goes to OTAs, the whole story is Deshaun Watson at OTAs, mm-hmm. a guy who's and make no doubt about it, with these accusations, Deshaun is a predator. He is the definition of a predator. He hunts his prey on Instagram. He finds them. He lures them in with his persona, with his money, with his status, and because this is Deshaun Watson, and then he allegedly he attacks and goes after them in a. This is the definition of predator. So Deshaun Watson, in the literal sense, is a predator allegedly. Who needs to be stopped. He needs to have. He does. He this needs to be acted upon. And if it's the NFL that has to act upon it, then they have to. I don't disagree with Molly Kurum here. Deshaun Watson, at this point, at some point, if he is found that all of this, and when he gets through all of this mess, Deshaun Watson should and could play football again. But at this point, he shouldn't.
It's really, we have to get past the point where it's like, well, we care about all women. Well, unless the quarterback's black, then we got to be careful about it. It should just be, I mean, at some point, you have to be consistent and say, these are our values. This is what we value. And if you break those value and you break that trust, then you're going to be punished, and that's that. And I think really we do allow Twitter to make us, and I think this is across the board in politics and everything. We allow things we read on Twitter, we act like this is the norm and that this is the standard and that this is the mainstream opinion when I don't think it is. Because Molly Kurum catches it, so what? She said what she needed to say, and she is right on many levels. It doesn't change the fact, though, that you do, from a legal standpoint, the NFL can't really do anything except put them on the exempt list, which would be symbolic at this particular juncture, but at least it would show something. Or the league could come out and say, we take these accusations extremely seriously. We are looking into this ourselves. I don't think that's happened.
Happened? They're looking. Investigating.
Have they had a statement already?
They said they're investigating. Yes.
Okay. Well, then what else do you want them to do?
Well, she said she wanted transparency. What do you mean investigating? What does that mean? What are the steps you're taking to investigate? That was her initial thing.
I don't know. What does that mean?
She's saying, I don't know what you're doing when you say you're investigating. Who are you asking questions of? She said, I would like some transparency regarding your investigation.
Well, I can tell you this. Their investigation, if you want to go back and look at what they did with Ezekiel Elliott, they were very aggressive in going to, they interviewed the victims, the alleged victims, whatever. Mm-hmm. They went and did a lot of work on that stuff behind the scenes, a lot. So much so that they felt like they were very strong in their conviction that he had done something wrong.
Right.
They were very strong in their personal investigation of other than one event. They felt very strongly that he did. I would not just sleep on the NFL doing their due diligence here, because they're going to look like abject fools if more stuff continues to come out and there's no punishment for Deshaun Watson. And despite having this many lawsuits, are you kidding me? They're not going to just sweep this under the rug. So I understand what Molly's saying. I don't think the NFL can really do anything other than something symbolic, though, right now.
Right.
But her catching she shouldn't catch it. She should speak out like
that.
No,
she absolutely should.
The NFL should be consistent.
And she should be an advocate for women.
Absolutely. And so should the
absolutely.
League.
8:27, we're going to have the lawyer on the other side.
You know,
we're going to have the lawyer on the other side.
Yeah, CJ Murdoch.
Okay.
We won't talk to him then.
So we'll do that next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Chastain Ford, my peeps over at Chastain Ford, the number one Ford dealer, commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. It just doesn't get any better than Chastain Ford. It's about you. It's about you getting the best deal that you can possibly get. It's about you getting the best service you can possibly get. It's about you getting whatever that work van or truck is customized to your exact needs, because that's what Chastain, they have been, again, the number one commercial dealer. So they have seen everything, what you need. I talked to Pat Patrick, said, you know, there's a lot of times a plumber or a construction worker or whatever it is, he'll want something and we'll tell him, dude, that's not what you want. What you want is this. We've seen it. We know this is what you really want and this is what you really need in your line, in your industry. Because in a lot of instances, you don't know. And oh, by the way, the technology now, and you see some of these work vans that they work on. It's unbelievable what they can do and how good it is. So if you're looking for that kind of knowledge, that kind of information, that kind of service, you get it all at one place. It's Ford Truck Month, so you're going to get the best deal, retail or commercial, right now at Chastain Ford. Online at ChastainFord.com, or you can get to the dealership. It's at Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 8:30 on ESPN 97.5. Bringing in Craig Mordock, Mordock Legal in New Orleans. CJ, well, you got Craig up there? CJ Mordock, yeah.
It's your intern that you love so much.
Yeah, well, he's Craig.
Well, that's his real
name.
Well,
I had CJ up here, but he
that's put his God-given name.
Maybe Craig, maybe Craig wants to be called. You don't know. You don't know about Craig or CJ. Let's bring him in here on ESPN 97.5. Mordock Legal in New Orleans. He's seen both sides of sexual assault and can give us a lot of information that we don't have at this point. Welcome to the show, CJ. How are you?
Fine. It's Craig. I stopped going by CJ when I was like 18 or 19 because when you have initials for names, no one ever knows what your name is. But yeah. And also everybody thinks you're a comedian when you have initials for names.
Yeah, quarterback. Like I can say CJ. I could see CJ Mordock as a 4-star going to Arizona State.
Yeah, I
like that sounds.
I could see that.
Yeah,
yeah. So the intern maybe knows more than you do, Doug.
Well, maybe he knows more than Lance. We got the name CJ from Lance.
Okay. Yeah, or you. Okay. So, Craig, welcome to the show. We appreciate it, man. So, I think people are pretty in tune with everything going on here with Deshaun, and we've heard so much legally. Craig, what are we looking at time-wise on this deal? It with all of these suits, with I mean, Antonio Brown is still looking at accusations from the summer of 2019 and nothing yet. How long possibly could this last for Deshaun?
Well, it could go on quite a while. Obviously, the initial allegations were all filtered through a plaintiff's attorney, which is quite unusual in a situation like this. And he's elected, rather than report to the police or anything like that, he's elected to, or his first steps were to file, I guess now we're up to 17 civil lawsuits, which is also very unusual. And they are not joint. So each individual lawsuit is going to now need to be responded to. And obviously, with we're still in coming out of the pandemic, and there are I'm not necessarily all that familiar with how Texas is conducting courts, but we still don't have jury trials in Louisiana, so there's going to be a significant backlog to the extent if Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden want to try these cases. We could be looking at a number of years here. In terms of resolving the civil cases.
Say a number of years?
Yes.
We were hoping it'd be done by the season.
I would seriously doubt these civil cases are resolved by September. I think Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden have no choice but to let this play out at this point. So I don't think a quick settlement makes any sense for Deshaun Watson.
No. Oh, it doesn't make any sense. So Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk said the best course of action for Deshaun Watson would go to mediation, have it behind the scenes. They get their day in court. Deshaun gets his say, and a mediator, probably a former judge, a retired judge or someone, would mediate the thing. It would all be behind the scenes. There would be non-disclosure agreements, and Deshaun can get this thing behind him. Is that a possibility in your mind from either side?
I could see why the plaintiff's attorney, Tony Fuzzy, would be interested in something like that. I don't know how that benefits Deshaun Watson at this point, because they don't know. Right now, there's a lot of unknowns. And just from having defended these cases, and Rusty Harden has to know there could be more out there. Any sort of settlement could be viewed as an admission, even if there's an NDA involved. If these cases start getting dismissed, could raise, right now we don't know the status of the criminal investigation. If there is a criminal investigation, we really don't know the status of where that stands. And until you have an idea of what Rusty Harden, or you have an idea of what Deshaun Watson is up against, I don't see how Rusty Harden can go in there and start. And the other thing is, all we have is allegations at this point as well. Now, some of these allegations I think are going to be easily provable. Others I think are more difficult to prove. And each case has its own value. I mean, it's not like, obviously the cases that allege a coerced oral sexual encounter, that case is going to be significantly more valuable than the case where Deshaun's towel fell off during mm-hmm. the massage. I don't even know what you would put as a value of that. I mean, just from my own perspective, I would, if I was representing a client and that was the allegation, $500 to go away. I don't know, $1,000, but that case doesn't really have a lot of value. Whereas assuming Busby can prove a preponderance of the evidence that Watson was involved in a coerced sexual assault, that case could easily be in the mid six figures.
Okay, great. To me, Deshaun would benefit the most because this would all stay behind closed doors. If it goes to trial, it becomes public. It would stay behind closed doors. They could, afterwards, they get their settlement, and Deshaun could say that they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement and they couldn't talk to police. To me, it would be more beneficial to Deshaun to get this over with, to get it behind him and keep it out of the public and keep them from any criminal charges.
Well, I don't necessarily know that after the Me Too era that a non-disclosure agreement will keep these alleged victims from talking to the police. In Louisiana now, we have a law that says that that the victims of a sexual assault do not have to or cannot hide behind a non-disclosure agreement, or even the perpetrator cannot hide behind a non-disclosure agreement. The police are going to be able to break that. And I just personally, in the cases that I've seen recently, settling them has become increasingly difficult because you do not know what the criminal consequences are. Now, if they get a go-ahead, if they hear, and this is very rare, but the times I have seen this happen, it has been in the case of professional athletes. If they get sort of a clear from the Houston police or the Houston DA's office that, hey, we don't think we can prove these cases beyond a reasonable doubt, then yeah, he can go in and start to settle them. But I would be very careful about that if I were Rusty Harden, because I would not want to do anything at this point that led to criminal exposure, because his worst case with these civil suits, he's probably out a couple million bucks, whatever, and he probably 8 to 10 game suspension. Again, I wouldn't necessarily know, but I think that's fair. But if you don't know exactly what the criminal exposure is, I mean that's where there's really serious problems. And, police notoriously keep these investigations under wraps. So, again, I saw it with I've seen it with Lael. If you remember a couple years ago, Lael Collins on LSU was involved. Yep. Draft weekend. The police had wanted to talk to him, and then he wound up not being drafted because obviously there was some speculation. But the police actually did clear him and announced that they cleared him. That's very, very unusual. I rarely see that. Houston police and the Harris County DA may do that here because it involves an athlete and it allows them to sort of know what their exposure is. But for you and I, that would never happen.
I'm curious about, let's say Deshaun Watson goes through the process. Tony Busby's done with accumulating all these. And let's say that some of them have merit and some don't. Some lawsuits are dropped. Rusty Harden is certainly going to be doing his due diligence to check the credibility of the people coming forward. Once that's done, and let's say Deshaun Watson ends up with a mid-six-figure settlement, as you just mentioned. He pays Rusty. He does that. Why does that mean that it will be the end of him dealing with this? In other words, what's to stop other people from coming forward, either rightfully or wrongly or whatever the case may be? This doesn't necessarily mean this won't happen. Like, can no one else come forward? Is there less of a chance of them going after Deshaun again a second time, a different lawyer?
What you're assuming is there's an infinite number here. That's the crazy part.
I never thought it was going to get to 20-something.
I know, right? Deshaun has to know.
We had one that popped up on March.
It's unbelievable, the number here.
But seriously, Craig,
have we seen anything like
this? Let's say two women came forward after a settlement were to happen. Then what happens?
Well, if it's only two women, that would probably be a benefit to Deshaun. They would, the process would play out, an additional 23rd and 24th time. And he would have to make a decision based on credibility and things like that. But, I mean, that's why this thing is so unusual, because had these been reported to the police would have kept this investigation. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, but in general would have kept the investigation under wraps to a certain extent, would not have made any public statements, and would have been able to sort of match the credibility, the stories of these victims, where, we don't know to what extent in these lawsuits that Busby is, for lack of a better term, massaging the details. So, had this been done through the police, not that they don't necessarily sometimes shape things a certain way, but it would have been, you would have had some independent verification here. Right now, there's no independent filter through which to view these lawsuits. But you're correct. You don't know what the total number is going to be, and I've heard that there might be two or three more out there. And, until you can, until the faucet is turned off, I don't think you can settle. I mean, but if he did somehow reach an agreement, settle all these cases, and more came out later, then, Watson, you would just play the process out, a second time.
Wow.
Would be what would happen. And there is nothing to really stop this at this point.
No.
It's strictly limited to massage therapists between March of 2020 and, I guess, early March of 2021. But, you could see women that Deshaun Watson possibly had a consensual relationship with coming out. I mean, there's a lot of things here that could happen. This is not a defined situation yet at this point.
Right. Craig Mordock with us here on ESPN 97.5.
It's not a defined situation. But, we know that.
No, well.
Yeah, I mean.
No. I just don't know how Deshaun had all this.
When does the faucet turn off?
How he had all this energy. How he had all this water in the faucet is what I don't get. Craig, how do you grade what each lawyer has done so far?
I don't know that I want to give a grade. I think Rusty is definitely doing the right thing. He has not really issued any state. I guess he had issued one statement, and it was carefully worded.
He's been criticized for admitting that Deshaun had consensual sex in one encounter when that could be a boomerang as opposed to a silver bullet?
I think that's a fair criticism because he very early on in this process, he's now defending the goal line, so to speak, right? Like, you've now said he's had consensual sex. So you've moved, you know, it's allowed Busby to move the football to the goal line, and it doesn't take a big leap from, well, it was consensual to it was coerced or it was forced. So I think that is a fair criticism, and I think it was premature to let that out. But I still think things, you know, if you're Harden and you're defending this, you really have to keep a tight lid because he just doesn't have the information that, and I don't want, you know, again, I don't know Deshaun Watson or anything like that, but I can just tell you in my own personal experience of 13 years of prosecuting these cases, defending these cases, and representing victims, the perpetrator has a tendency to really downplay their own conduct in the situation, even to their lawyer. So, you know, Harden is viewing everything that Watson says with a high degree of skepticism, in addition to what Busby has to say. Again, he doesn't know what he's up against here at all. I mean, it's a very ill-defined situation, which is somewhat unusual. And so he has to be very careful with his statements. But I do agree that I would criticize him at this point for admitting consensual because sex between Watson and at least one accuser, because that moves the football. And again, you know, you're dealing with a situation, and we don't know what's in the text messages or the DMs or anything like that, but you're dealing with a situation where all we don't have the evidence is not in public purview at this point. So I think probably he should have played it a little closer to the vest. As far as Busby, I have a lot. People should be very skeptical. I think people are right to be skeptical of how the situation has unfolded. But there are certain things in these lawsuits, and again, we don't know exactly how. You know, everybody's going to shade the lawsuits to their side. But a lot of details and a lot of things sort of match up, even amongst some of the minor, the lawsuits that allege kind of minor contact or minor conduct by Watson, and more of the ones that have the severe conduct. Watson, again, you know, he's booking, all of these have been booked over Instagram, which is kind of unusual. Why is a professional athlete not getting a referral from someone? He should know. I mean, I'm sure his agent has coached him. He should know who he's dealing with every time he has an interaction with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it is inconceivable to me that he would go about be this reckless in booking things. So that's the first thing that stands out. The second is after each incident, the allegation is that Watson's kind of extremely apologetic, and he's texting one of the 16th case is the one that I think is problematic for him, but he's texting them, are you okay, you know, I hope everything went well, you know, these kinds of showing some regret. And they, you know, again, the thing with each of them say he wears a short towel to the massage. It's almost like a signature, and those start to match up, and that's a very, very, that's very, that would be very, very troubling for me. So to a certain extent, there's more here than meets the eye, but I still think people should be skeptical about how this was handled by Busby.
All right, that's Craig Murdoch, the Murdoch Legal Team in New Orleans, and we really appreciate you for hanging with us, Craig, and the information. Great stuff. Thanks for your insight, and maybe we'll try to get a hold of you down the line and see how everything is going.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
I'm John, but... we got to take a break.
I'm the one who's been communicating through direct message.
I know.
And you didn't inform him that your co-host was named John?
Yeah, thanks. You got him on with
me. I don't care about all that stuff. What I care about is that just came.
I just come away from that being like, oh my God, this is way worse.
Yeah. No.
The Texans finally did it. They were finally able to completely destroy any opportunity to have a franchise quarterback or trade value for him now.
Yeah. I 848 ESPN 97.5. What about your patio where you can watch all the details?
So actually I need to get some new I was just thinking about this. The patio weather's been unbelievable. What I have to do is I have to clean my patio furniture. I'm kind of thinking out loud here. If you go to tcplance.com, you can see the before and after shots of what my backyard looked like previously, and then what Texas Custom Patios were able to do in that space afterwards. And it'll blow you away. But I hope what it does is it shows you that it's perfectly reasonable to believe that they can do the same thing for you. And they can. They will draw it up for you on a CAD system where you can see exactly what your patio is going to look like. Their design and their work is unmatched. And they stay on topic. They stay on their budget. They stay on topic. And it will never cost you more ever than what they tell you right up front. Unless you do what I did. And I said, hey, you know what? Let's do new windows. Let's do new siding. Let's go across the board. I want to upgrade windows throughout my home. And that's something they were able to do as well. Make sure that you get the experts at TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
this is typical. Uh-huh. I got a text from a buddy. It's a damn shame Watson's going through this. If he's a sexual predator? And, well, you don't think it's just a massage therapist wanting to make some money? 17? Saying the same thing with more on the way? That's not...
One was a...
That's a serial penis revealer being exposed, is what that is. Allegedly.
And it's ironic that it's coming back to bite him, the penis exposing, because it appears he likes doing that.
No. And here's the thing that gets you is... Honestly, what you were asking. Well, what if there's more afterwards? Does Sean not even know how many there are? Does Sean not even remember? Can he not give Rusty a finite number? This happened this many times. I'll bet you he can't. I'll bet you he... Oh, I don't even remember her. What?
Now, this is what struck me, too, that Craig said, oh, no, I'll guarantee you Rusty Harden's right now not... Because they tend to undersell, and which we've seen on TV lots of times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you want to tell me about this? You know, how often do you see the lawyers where they storm into a room? You want to tell me about Brenda?
Yeah, that you never mentioned? Yeah. I thought you told me everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you right now, we're not going to be able to win this case unless you start being honest with me right now.
Well, like, and Deshaun's going, sorry, I forgot about that.
Well, Deshaun isn't, we don't look at him as Sean McVay where he can remember a play that happened 4 years ago and the result. So he may not have the ability to recall every time he's done this.
If there's 22 accusers, how many more are that not? And it's only from, wait a minute, he didn't start in March of 19, right? I mean, didn't he have a tweet about his massage in college?
I thought it was before he got to Clemson, but there is a tweet that's been deleted
high school?
The timeline.
Yes, 2012.
I think it was not in college.
It was high school. He said a massage, but it's because it's massage, but he said he was in the student section. No, but that was like literally have just been a massage.
From girls in the student section before the game or something. Play,
he said, yeah, I mean, I think that was probably taken out of context, but it does show he had like four tweets from 2012. That talked about massage. I want to get another massage from you. Like, I'm sure that's just high school
boy getting a massage. Oh,
are you sure?
Yeah,
because if you're that enthusiastic about that massage, maybe that was the start of things. I mean, we don't know.
Maybe.
You don't know?
I don't know if she if it was a sexual thing.
It seemed like he was pretty enthusiastic about it.
But you don't know that it was sexual in high school either. Because if so, then we got a new...
But we don't know if it was.
Then we got some potential statutory rape.
We don't know if that's where it started.
Yeah, but the way I read it, did you read the tweets?
Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't think they came off as...
Well, he was pretty enthusiastic about them.
Yeah, he just said, yeah, I like the massage. I want to get another one publicly. You couldn't text that to her? You would put it on Twitter? I don't think it was sexual. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why.
It made it seem like...
Why you wouldn't? They all the rest of them are. I don't know why you wouldn't think that one was.
Okay, so he was 16 or 15?
Around
that's how old he was.
I mean, he was doing stuff.
I'm not going to put that on a high school kid. Like, that's a lot to put on a 15-year-old.
I'm not putting it on him. I'm saying don't leave it off. Don't take it off the table, though.
Yeah, but I'm not putting it on the table as it was sexual. I'm not going to. It has nothing to do with this case. It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Unless that girl comes forward that she was sexually harassed by
DeSean. 22 now. At some point, it started. I don't know when it started. I have no idea. But if the first one is from March of 2019, and we go up until last month, that's 2 years worth.
What we're talking, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue about if a 15-year-old was getting sexual massages. I just don't think that's appropriate.
I'm not either. I'm just saying I wouldn't take it off the table. All I'm saying is that did it just all of a sudden start in 2019? Because if not, now we're going back further. Whew, man, dude, this is, and what we have seen though is a pattern, and that's exactly what Tony Busby is trying to create here, a pattern. And that would make everything more credible. Now, he's got some incredible witnesses. Not credible witnesses because of the blackmail thing.
The alleged blackmail.
Alleged blackmail. No, the guy admitted he blackmailed. So
the handler said
this isn't extortion, no. It's blackmail.
Well, that's their alleged conversation.
Right,
we
right,
don't know
right.
that that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, well, I think they got a text of it or well, maybe. We'll I don't know. See, whatever. Yeah. Whatever the case may be. Whether or not that one's blackmail, whatever the case may be. And I agree with Craig. The one where he kind of moved and she touched it.
Well, you can't prove that.
What are you going to get for that?
Well, if they can prove that he did it on purpose, that's one thing. Because Craig said it was like, well, how can you, if exposure because his towel dropped. In those cases, they made it seem like he dropped that towel on purpose.
Right.
So I don't know how you prove that. Yeah.
Yeah. And what that's worth. I accidentally touched it. I accidentally. What's that worth?
Well, the women didn't make it seem like it was an accident.
As far as your claim goes, I don't know. None of us know what number you put on that.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as a big a number as coerced oral. It's not nearly that number. So and oh, by the way, or criminally, it's not nearly that. So there's a lot of unpacking. This is and his initial that this could take years.
To if they went through, there's no way in hell. Theoretically, if they went through every case, years, individually.
Years.
The idea of DeSean being willing to go through every single case and lose all of his money is impossible. Like, it's just, then a morals clause is invoked and DeSean, although unless he beats them all, but a morals clause is invoked and they go after his money and now the Texans file a lawsuit to get their money back from him, or they file with the league. I mean, before any of that happens, it would make sense. I actually thought that number was lower than I expected. Mid six figures is what Craig, and this is a guy who has experience in this. His estimate was mid six figure settlement. And his thing was, look, if it was a towel fell off, he goes, if that's it, or a towel came off, he said, it's 500 to 1,000 to make it go.
Yeah, right.
Because there's not a lot legally. And what his point was Tony knows that there's not a great chance of winning that case. So you're paying to make it go away litigation.
There are the other ones that are a lot worse. There are
Each one of these are going to be, so what are you going to do? If it's not a class action, you say,
it's
okay.
It's not a class action. Never
so
was.
That's the tricky part. You could say, okay, the towel fell off. Where have you accused him of forcing oral or whatever? How much is a hand touch or he touches you?
Right.
Like, what is that worth? Then they're going to put a monetary value.
That's right. They are.
Is it 10,000?
That's exactly what they're going to do.
The pain and suffering. Well, whose pain and suffering is different?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say one person processed it the same as another?
Well, the more
this is really tricky.
The more force, the more coercion, the more, and the acts are going to be more than just a glancing touch. It's just the facts. It's going to be more. It absolutely will. If he forced oral, that's going to be worth more than he dropped the towel but and it's a, she actually but it's also gently
about,
brushed against
But it's also about, it's not, a, it's about what they're going for is the pain and suffering. That's what they're going for.
Yeah, right.
So determining pain and suffering of each person.
Well, right. I mean, forced oral is going to be more pain and suffering than just a glancing touch of it, of his thing. This is a horrible story.
What a salacious thing for this.
It's time to talk about, right now, I want to talk about something good, crawfish. Hey, crawfish lovers, listen up. April 9th and 10th, BTR, Cajun Throwdown. You going to party with them? Yeah, I did. That wasn't last year. It was the year before because we didn't have it last year. The Good Old Days Fairground in Hitchcock. Went down there. It was so much fun. There's an entertainment lineup that's better than ever. Whiskey Myers, Frank Foster, Wayne Toops. And we're going to see Wayne Toops. Jamie Bergeron and many more. You got to bring out the family, enjoy activities like Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contests, and exciting kids zone. Get your tickets now, btrcajunthrowdown.com, btrcajunthrowdown.com. It's powered by Budweiser, Mac Vibe Services, Out the Ditch Crawfish, April 9th and 10th. Going to be fun in Hitchcock. We're going to go. I want you to go. The crawfish is excellent. Plenty of it. I mean, you want to talk about a crawfish party? That's what they're doing. This is a great time had by all. BTRCajunThrowdown.com. That's BTRCajunThrowdown.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.